Well, more Americans are now spending at least part of their work week at home. That can be a good thing unless you have bad furniture. For instance, a chair that just crushes your back. Some people use yoga balls or kneeling chairs. They require the use of your core muscles to balance your core, support your back. And in Europe, active sitting chairs have become popular. They have a seat on a spring or a rolling device, and that forces you to maintain your balance. Well, the intrepid John Kalish introduces us to a Vermont doctor who's designed his own chair.
When you spend several hours a day on a traditional office chair, you're hardly using your muscles at all. But active sitting chairs force you to use the muscles in your back and abdomen, the so-called core muscles, to remain seated. The body is burning fatty acids known as lipids as fuel for those muscles. It's a healthier way of sitting, says Herman Ponzer, an evolutionary anthropologist at Duke University who studies metabolism.
If you are completely just limp, laying in a chair like a wet wash rag, then you aren't pulling those lipids in. There's no need for them. So they just continue to pass the muscles by and continue to just float around in your bloodstream. So keeping your muscles active in these otherwise resting postures keeps us healthy.
Healthy in the sense that back pain is less likely, and burning calories to remain balanced in your seat lessens the chances of such metabolic diseases as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Turner Osler spent 30 years as a trauma surgeon in Vermont. When he retired from the operating room and started working as a researcher, he developed back pain.
I just sort of suffered with it for a few years before I said, this is the sort of problem that needs to be figured out. And I've got the tools. I've studied math and statistics and surgery and anatomy and epidemiology. So if anybody has a chance to riddle this out, I do.
Dr. Osler believed that his back pain was the result of sitting so much. He bought a bunch of expensive active sitting chairs, which are popular in Europe, and became convinced he could create something better and cheaper. So he and his son started a company called Core 360 to make active sitting chairs in Vermont. Core 360's chair looks like a traditional office chair without a back or armrests. It has a patented rocking mechanism consisting of two intersecting cylinders that enables the seat to tilt in all directions. The company has sold its chairs in 31 countries and expects to sell its 10,000th chair by the end of the year. Core 360 also gives away plans for a kid's chair to do-it-yourselfers. So far, the plans have been downloaded more than 2,000 times. At one Vermont school, 100 of the kids' chairs were made, thanks to the husband of a school employee who owns a woodworking business. At Westford Elementary School, the second graders get to decide whether they'll sit on a traditional chair or the DIY version of Core 360's chair, called the button chair. Its round felt seat is secured to the wooden base with bungee cord, causing it to look like a button with four holes for thread. The seat rests on a small ball, so kids have to balance themselves on it. Here's 8-year-old Solvay Wammer.
Sitting in those normal chairs felt like normal, and I wanted to try something new. I am able to put my feet down, and they just keep me from falling off the chair.
Her classmate, Sebastian Pante, has fallen off his chair a couple of times, but he's still keen on it.
It's just really comfy, and you can move around in it. I really like moving around, and it helps me get out more energy.
Sebastian Pante is far from the only child in the elementary school with energy to burn, says counselor Stephanie Jones.
A lot of kids use hand fidgets to help them stay focused, and this is an actual chair fidget almost that helps students that need to move a little bit stay at their seat and continue to work.
The kids' chairs can be made with $10 worth of plywood, says Turner Osler.
We put hundreds of active chairs under kids for basically no money. It's as though you're stuffing a chair through the internet. You know, it just emerges at the other end if somebody has a CNC router and some plywood.
If you don't have access to a computerized cutting machine, there are also free plans for cutting the plywood with hand tools. Turner Osler says that by promoting active sitting, he's hoping to have an impact on public health. When he was a surgeon, Osler could help one patient at a time, but now, he says, that reach is extended to everyone. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.
And to see pictures of this button chair, there it is. It's amazing, with the tennis ball in there. And for a link to the free blueprint, go to hearandnow.org. I'm afraid I would fall off.